I strolled down the stairs and into the big living room. We had a huge garden, and our farmhouse being miles from anywhere meant we had the utmost privacy. It was therefore with no concern whatsoever that Emily was in the garden in the nude. She was playing with our two dogs, a couple of German shepherds who, being male, were occasionally involved in the family orgies. I wasn't into bestiality myself, but Judy and my daughters were. And Joel, too, liked getting butt-fucked by the dogs. The kitchen area was in the corner of the living room, a big counter under a wide window, and I was therefore able to make some coffee while standing naked looking out the window. Emily had spotted me and waved before getting back to playing with the dogs. The canines running around as the naked child threw sticks for them to fetch and wrestled with them on the grass. Soon Emily had one of the dogs lying on its back so she could rub its belly, then, daintily, stroke his hairy cock. The other dog stood nearby, well-trained and patient, waiting for its turn. Emily jerked the first dog's dick in her delicate fist, then got down and sucked upon it. The dog lay on its back with its hind legs spread, tongue lolling out of its mouth as the human girl sucked its dick. Emily was on her knees and elbows. She gave the canine a blowjob, and she reached behind to slap her buttocks, which gave the appropriate command to the second dog to mount her. The horny canine, its cock stiff, clambered onto Emily and pushed its stiff doggy dick into her tight, young, preteen cunt. I could hear from behind the window pane as Emily emitted muffled moans of pleasure as she was fucked in her mouth and cunt by the horny, hairy animals. The canines didn't have too much patience, and shortly the first ejaculated, its body twitching as Emily sucked hard and loudly on the bestial prick in her mouth, swallowing the dog cum thirstily. The second dog came moments later, its front legs hooked over Emily's shoulders as its hips pumped furiously, spewing its sperm into Emily's cunt. When Emily moved aside, the two dogs moved away. "Go to your kennels," Emily commanded them. The dogs did so, hurrying over to their pine kennels at the side of the house where they usually lurked. They were well trained and would not disturb Emily unless she commanded them to come back over. By now I'd finished my coffee, and I smiled a greeting as Emily hurried back into the house, rushing towards me and giving me a big hug. "Morning, sweetheart," I said, my naked flesh against Emily's. "You been having fun?"
"Sure," Emily smiled.
"A nice doggy fuck before breakfast."
"Do you fancy a daddy fuck?"
"Absolutely." "Then come on, honey, over to the sofa. I'm going to give your three holes a good fucking." "Excellent." Emily hurried over to the big white sofa near the fireplace while I walked behind, my dick rock hard yet again and throbbing in the air. Emily was barely 4'8" in height, skinny with a flat chest, narrow hips, and a bald cunt. Her hair was short and blonde like her mother's and Joel's, with lovely brown eyes and a delicate little face of a china doll. I know I shouldn't have favorites with my kids, but I must confess some sort of extra affection towards Emily, my little daddy's girl. Maybe it's just because she was a delicate little 11-year-old who seemed even more childish and dainty than her youthful age, but paradoxically, also a little wild slut who couldn't get enough cock. Dogs, younger brother Joel, older brother Ricky, my dick, her mom or her sister wearing a strap-on, Emily didn't care. She loved getting fucked, and fucked she was going to get. Emily sat down on the sofa, spreading her legs while I stood in front of her. My heavy dick wobbled in her pretty face, and with no hesitation, the charming slut clamped her lips over my purple cockhead. She sucked down a good few inches, reaching up to jack off the base of my prick while her head bobbed, her big dark eyes full of lust as she gave me a superb blowjob. Eager to get in the girl's cunt, I shortly slid my cock from her mouth and knelt down, guiding the head of my prick to her bald slit. With a sharp thrust, I slid my bell end into her cunt. With a bigger thrust, I sank the whole length into her womb.
"Oh, Daddy," Emily purred, squirming in my arms. "Mmm, your lovely big cock in my cunt. Oh, yeah."
"You little minx," I said while kissing my daughter. "Your cunt is so hot and tight."
"Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me."
I began to drive my prick up into her,
Emily thrusting her tongue into my mouth with our lips pressed to each other's. Then the girl lay back, eyes half shut with lust as she squirmed with delight under my hard cock thrusts. Fuck my cunt, Daddy. Fuck me. Oh, stick it right up my cunt. Oh. Leaning over, I flicked my tongue over her stiff nipples, which were lying completely on her flat chest. And then, while I continued to fuck her cunt, I kissed her mouth some more. I licked her neck, nibbled her earlobes, and gently worshipped her pretty features while shoving it into her bald slit, Emily moaning in pleasure all the while. I've got a bit of a surprise for you, honey, I told Emily whilst thrusting away.
What's that, Daddy?
A little party with some other men.
A gangbang?
That's right, for you and Joel. Do you know how I know some fellow sex addicts on the internet?
Yes, Dad.
Well, I continued, fucking Emily steadily throughout this conversation. There are some men who are single or wholly pedophilic in tastes, and thus likely not to have young girls and boys to fuck. Some of them had offered cash to fuck you and Joel. Though money isn't a primary motivator for me, I thought, why not? So there are 6 men who are going to be paying to fuck you and your little brother.
Oh, excellent. Wow, that sounds fantastic. So me and Joel will be the only kids there?
Not quite. There's another man joining us with his son and daughter. He's called Keith. His daughter's just 7 years old, while his son is 9. The other 6 men are paying Keith $400 each, so we'll have some nice spare cash in addition to a good orgy. Sound good?
Sounds brilliant, Dad.
We kissed, and I fucked her even harder while we contemplated the fantastic fun we'd have at the gangbang that afternoon. Thanks to my previous efforts since waking, my orgasm was a long way off. So for a good 15 minutes, I boned Emily on the sofa before I slid out from her cunt.
That was a really good shafting, Dad,
Emily announced, sitting up and kissing me. My cunt is well and truly fucked. Will you fuck my asshole now?
Of course, my little honey.
I ruffled her golden hair and kissed her, before Emily got up and knelt on the edge of the sofa, facing away from me. The little girl leaned over with her arms folded on the backrest, glancing over her shoulder and licking her sweet young lips as she eyed my pulsating rod, as I guided it up to the bald little hole in between the most glorious, dainty, young, alabaster white buttocks.
Fuck me, Dad, she begged me in her little girl voice. Fuck me in the bum.
Sure, honey, I replied, and I placed the head of my dick onto her ass. I pushed slowly, but surely, Emily wincing and letting out a groan of pain and pleasure as her sphincter was pushed open by her daddy's big dick. My member was slick from saliva, cunt juice, cum, and KY jelly from fucking my other kids and wife previously. So it was a relatively smooth ride once I made the initial entry. Emily settled down, letting out a long groan of pure ecstasy, and relaxing her body as my long prick slowly glided up and into her rectum. My balls soon rested against her cunt, and my pubic hair bristled her anal ring. I crooned. It's all up there. It's all up your fucking shitter, honey.
Oh, God, that's good. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Fuck my asshole. Give it to me harder. Yeah?
I began to bugger my 11-year-old daughter with long strokes of my prick, pulling almost the entire length out of her, gripping anus before plunging it back into the hilt. Repeating this while the little preteen chick beneath me gasped in joy. My hips were getting tired from all the exertion from this morning's fun. I had orgies later to look forward to. I eventually released my orgasm, holding Emily's narrow waist as my cock began to explode, unleashing thick, slimy jizz into the depths of Emily's butt.
Come in me,
she cried, humping her ass back against my pumping cock. Spurt
it right on my guts. Daddy, fuck me.
Oh, God, Emily. Yeah. I drove my dick into the depths of my daughter's greasy shit chute one last time and squirted out the last of my sperm into her body, her anal ring twitching around the base of my dick. Oh, what a fuck, I gasped, easing out of Emily's bottom. And there's more to come later, honey.
I can't wait, Dad.
Anyone fancy breakfast? Judy asked as she strolled into the living room wearing just a white t-shirt. Sure, I replied, Emily turning around and sucking my shitty dick clean. Tori's having a shower, Judy said. Ricky shot his sperm up my cunt, but was soon ready for a third orgasm. But by then Joel had finished fucking Tori, so he came into the bedroom, all horny and desperate to be buggered. Ricky is bum-fucking his little brother as we speak. Hopefully Joel will be slightly satisfied by the orgy this afternoon. Judy went into the kitchen area and hummed happily while she cooked up some bacon and eggs. At 11 o'clock, I hopped into the car with Joel and Emily, my two youngest kids sitting in the back seat dressed in their Sunday best, Emily in a pretty little white dress, and Joel in smart pants and a white shirt. They sat excitedly as I drove off down the highway, arriving at the location of the pedophile gangbang after an hour of driving. It was a faceless and large home, surrounded by a large garden, blending in with many, many others on the outskirts of the city. It was the home of Keith, the host of this party. We parked the car and got out, Keith answering the door and ushering us in. We were the first to arrive. The other six men would be coming shortly, all together. Keith was a widower, fairly successful lawyer in his mid-40s, tall and slim with a big nose on which perched a round pair of glasses. He shook my hand and introduced me to his kids. Danielle was his daughter, a dainty girl of 7. She had long brown hair, huge green eyes, and the sweetest little smile. She wore a knee-length white knee socks and nothing else. Her prepubescent body was on display. Her little bald cunt, her skinny limbs, her flat torso, and her pert young bottom. Then there was Kevin. He was 9 years old, skinny like his father, with a freckled face and a wild black hair. The boy wore just a pair of light pink cotton panties, probably his sister's, with frilly edges. The kids kissed me and greeted me affectionately, having evidently attended numerous parties like this beforehand. They also greeted my own children, Joel and Emily kissing Kevin and Danielle and hugging them like long-lost siblings. Keith and I had some wine while we waited for the other guests, watching some porn videos while we waited. Keith's children featured in them, the little boy and girl a year younger than they were now, being fucked and cummed on by Keith and two men that Keith identified as his brothers. Finally, the other men arrived. They were a friendly-looking bunch, smartly dressed and polite, and discreetly handing over brown envelopes stuffed with their payment of $400 to me and Keith each. Like I said, money wasn't the main motivation. I was doing this because it was going to be great fun for me and the children, but though I was fairly well off anyway, I wasn't going to turn my nose up at $2,400. Most of the men were middle-aged, but one guy, a wealthy stockbroker from New York, was only in his late 20s. Well, Keith began, once everyone had been made to feel at ease and ready to fuck our darling children, let's split the afternoon's fun into two sessions. First, we'll deal with the boys. The little girls will remain on hand to prepare and suck and guide our cocks, whilst my son Kevin and Colin's son Joel will bend over, brace their bottoms for some serious penetration. Then we'll rest before turning into the girls and fucking them silly. Sounds good, Dad, insisted Kevin. Yeah, let's get going, Joel said, he and Kevin quickly undressing. Danielle and Emily, knowing their turn would be later, stripped naked and prepared to remain on hand. All us men undressed too, and soon the living room hummed with the buzz of 8 men, 2 little girls, and 2 little boys. Each one of us as naked as the day we were born. Little boys got down on the floor on their hands and knees, with their delicate buttock thrust out, their hairless little assholes winking at us men, who were meanwhile sitting and standing around. Emily and Danielle went around, sucking and stroking cocks and getting them all raised high. Naturally, as any man is within the company of other naked men, I couldn't help but compare sizes. At 8 inches, I was faring well against the range of 6 to 7 inch cocks in the room. Though Keith did have an 8-incher, while the youngest man among us, the stockbroker in his 20s, packed a cock at almost 9 inches in length. Joel's eyes widened with joy when he spotted it whilst bent over on the floor, looking over his shoulder and surveying the cocks that would penetrate his butt. Kevin did likewise. Keith went forth and greased up the 2 boys' assholes with Vaseline. Keith and myself went first, me getting down behind 9-year-old Kevin, pushing my cock deep into his tight rectum, while next to me Keith slid his long dong into Joel's bum. Both us men and the little boys we were sodomizing sighed in pleasure, groaning with joy as we began to commence thrusting into those delightful children's assholes. The remaining six men were meanwhile watching, while either jacking off their own dicks or being fellatiated or masturbated by Danielle or Emily. Myself and my host held ourselves in check and withdrew from the children after a few minutes. We retired to one side, lighting up a cigar each and watching as our places were quickly taken by two other guys, pushing their stiff poles up the boys' asses. The other men were sipping wine, smoking cigars, reefers or cigarettes, while waiting their turn. Soon each man had bum-fucked the children at least once, but all had withheld their orgasms. Now with me and Keith stepping up, our first orgasms were finally ready to be unleashed. I once again slid my dick into Kevin's 9-year-old ass, while my 10-year-old son Joel was anally penetrated by Keith's hard cock. The boys squirmed and panted with delight as they were fucked deep and hard. And now being almost 30 minutes since we began. I shortly ejaculated, pumping powerfully with my hips and squirting my seed deep into the clasping depths of Kevin's young ass. I pulled out and moved aside, taking up a cigar I'd been smoking while my place had been taken by a silver-haired middle-aged man who got down and shoved his dick into Kevin's ass. A moment later, Keith cried out in pleasure and fired his sperm into my son's ass. And within seconds of him withdrawing and pulling away, another man swiftly took his place and speared young Joel's butt. I sat in an armchair with my cigar and watched other men fuck the boys in turn, letting rip with their orgasm in the lads' assholes. Danielle, the lovely little 7-year-old daughter of Keith, came over and hungrily licked and sucked my prick, moving aside after a few minutes to suck her father's dick. Keith soon, like myself, erect once again. The other men were also re-stiffened under their attention of the girls once they'd spurted their seed into Joel or Kevin's asses. Eventually, the two little boys had been well and thoroughly bum-fucked, each with 4 loads of sperm in his preteen ass. Another round quickly began. I took Joel's tight young ass while the stockbroker stepped up to Kevin and fucked the boy's ass. I shortly pulled away and amused myself fucking Emily's mouth while watching Joel and Kevin continue to be fucked, leaping in when Kevin was briefly free so I could fuck his ass. I held myself in check once again when I withdrew, but I stepped up again this time to sodomize Joel. I fired my second load of cum at the same time next to me. Keith was shooting his load up his son's rectum. A further 10 minutes passed until each of us men had had second orgasms each. The two boys had been buggered nearly 2 hours nonstop and were exhausted but happy. Joel lay on his back and spread his legs, his little dick rock hard. Using her initiative, little Danielle rushed up and sucked the boy's dick, my son's eyelids fluttering with pleasure as the little girl deep-throated him. Danielle, furthermore, clenched her fist and began to push it up Joel's ass, the boy crying out with pleasure as his anus swallowed up Danielle's tiny fist up to the wrist. Such stimulation hastening Joel's orgasm. He squirted his seed into the little girl's mouth, and she swallowed eagerly the young sperm down into her belly. Meanwhile, my daughter Emily got into a 69 with Kevin, fellatiated him and drank his cum while the youngster licked her bald cunt. We all took a break. Keith presented some ready-made snacks, a little buffet, while we sat naked with the children at our feet, chatting about our exploits and activities, like any like-minded group of people would do. One man, a 50-year-old guy with a West Coast accent, told us of how he'd been forced to change his identity after becoming a fugitive in his home, the city of San Francisco. He had been a schoolteacher there, when it was found that he had been bum-fucking a couple of the small boys in his class. "A real pain," he said, reflectively. "I had to change all my identity and move miles away just to avoid being imprisoned. Sure, the boys I'd been fucking were only 11, but they were willing. And I paid the little rascals, too. $10 a fuck," he let out a hearty laugh. The young stockbroker, who was re-stiffening already at these tales, told of how he still fucked his mother, having begun doing so when he was just 11. While another man delighted us with various stories of his sex tourist holidays in the Far East, of how he'd fuck girls as young as 3, and once had a 3 in a bed with a pair of 12-year-old identical twin sisters. I shot my load 4 times in 1 night, he boasted. I was about 40 then, but I felt more like 14. We were all feeling horny once again shortly, especially with some joint smoke too, and the 4 little kids took it upon themselves to suck and frig us all back into working order. The next gangbang session began. This time it was the girls' turn. Emily and Danielle lay on their backs on the floor with their legs spread. I sat back for a moment while Keith stepped up and mounted Emily, sliding his hard pull into her 11-year-old cunt, while another man fucked the cunt of the 7-year-old Danielle. The girls were soon grunting with pleasure as they were shafted on the plush carpet, Joel and Kevin sucking the dicks of the spectating men. The man fucking Danielle withdrew unspent, but Keith could not hold himself back, sighing with pleasure as he squirted his sperm deep into my youngest daughter's tight cunt. He withdrew, and his place was taken by another man, but this time Emily insisted on being cunt-fucked doggy style, which enabled her to suck the cock of another man while she was shafted from behind. Meanwhile, I mounted Danielle, loving the tight feel of her cunt, reminding me of when Ivy and Emily were that young and I fucked them. I drilled Danielle's little cunt with my hard shaft, resisting the temptation, too, to climax before I withdrew and stepped back. Danielle had now adopted her companion's position, on her hands and knees, as she sucked my still-hard dick, while another man came up and fucked her cunt from behind. I was unable to hold back under the hot little wet tongue and lips of Danielle, and soon I cried out. I tugged my cock from her mouth and ejaculated all over her face, utterly coating her in sperm. I staggered off to a chair and sat down, Kevin coming up to lick my prick while I lit a big joint. The girls were fucked hard on the floor. I was delighted to watch Emily kneel up at one point and have a man ejaculate all over her face, thick, ropey lashings of jizz covering her little face. Like Danielle, she insisted on continuing the orgy without being cleaned up, the remainder of the fuckfest being carried out with the 2 girls dripping with jism. Kevin was too young to be capable of a second ejaculation just yet, but Joel was able to, though. His little dick was rock hard once all of us men had come. The little rascal ran up to Danielle and repaid her the favor of the blowjob she'd given him earlier, bending the tender brunette over and fucking her from behind. He squirted his seed after a few minutes before retiring once again. A second round with the girls began. This time, Emily and Danielle were bent over and lubricated up for some anal fun. Keith took Emily up the bum, while the stockbroker guy managed to somehow squeeze his 9-incher up Danielle's 7-year-old behind. The girls loved it, panting and moaning enthusiastically as they were sodomized. The 2 men withdrew before ejaculating, and I hurried up to Danielle, captivated by that lovely child's behind. With relative ease, I managed to push my raging hard rod into her clasping shitter, holding her skinny shoulders while I buggered her, both of us lost in pleasure. So much that I forgot this was the ass I was fucking was a shared one, and that after a few minutes I should probably retreat. I did so, standing back and having a glass of expensive wine while a man of 42, who was also, incidentally, a police officer, stepped up and sodomized Danielle. Another guy, meanwhile, was climaxing hard in Emily's ass, my daughter humping her bum back into the squirting cock and shoved it into her bum deeper. As soon as the man had withdrawn, his place was taken by another man. When I next got a chance, I fucked Emily some more, buggering my little girl hard and fast, but I only wished to come inside Danielle. Towards the end of all this bum-fucking fun, it was only myself and Keith who had not ejaculated for a final time. My host got down and sank his pole up Emily's rectal sheath, while I buggered Danielle and soon came in her bowels, just like I'd promised myself. With giving the little doll her 4th spunky enema, a similar number of cum loads had been pumped into Emily's intestines after Keith finally climaxed in the tight grip of her ass. All us men were well and truly tired. We took turns having showers and dressing, the children remaining naked as they played on the floor together, watched cartoons on the telly. Finally, the 6 paying men left, bidding Keith and me farewell and promising that we'd organize something similar at the next opportunity. After some dinner, Keith and I were capable of 1 more session before I went home. So Keith went to his bedroom with my children, while I remained downstairs with his. I fucked Kevin and Danielle for a full hour on the floor, ravishing their tiny holes before I spurted my seed into Danielle's tight cunt while sucking Kevin's prick, the boy ejaculating his prepubescent sperm into my mouth while I came in his sister's womb. Upstairs, meanwhile, Keith finished off his fun with my children by spunking up in Joel's ass while he licked Emily's bald cunt. We then said our goodbyes, and I set off the hour-long drive home with my exhausted children, who slept peacefully in the back seat of the car as it approached late afternoon.